Hey, this is Monty Cook, creator of Talus, Arcana Evolved, and my brand new project, DungeonAday.com. And you're listening to the very cool Talus Evolved, presented by the Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven Podcast.
The Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven proudly present Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Talus, the Night of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Talus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded surgeon in shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the night of dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Talus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Fat Dragon Games, Green Ronin Publishing, and Wizards of the Coast. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
Tools if it was a human skull.
Tools of the fearsome chaos priest.
Maybe he deserved it. Maybe he was a great mage and he said, hey, use my skull for a magical item.
And actually, speaking of skulls, there is a human skull and a bag of dust, or a small pouch anyway. The human skull is covered in symbols of chaos and various arcane runes. And there's also a pouch with it.
Let's not touch anything else yet. Especially the skull covered in runes that could float at any time and eat our souls!
There's one that's
two chests that are still locked.
Okay, basically we can unlock them if we spend healing surges.
Right.
Okay, I've got plenty.
do you want to open the
we
other two
We could hand
locks?
It to you.
Yes.
Yeah, let's say we could hand it to you and you could spend the healing surge.
As soon as you touch the key, you lose a healing surge.
Yep.
And I'll unlock what's left.
There's a shirt appears as part of an overwhelming tyrant, which is number three, and then three, and then two.
We'll open two.
Two is a blade to slice the flesh of any foe of freedom.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That has a long sword.
Nifty.
That has a strange purple hue.
Okay.
The blade.
And if no one else wants to, I'll go ahead, burn another one, and open the other one. I've got plenty of healing surges.
Okay. That would be the 8-foot-long chest that says, this is sure it appears the heart of an overwhelmed tyrant. And that is a spear where the shaft is made from some kind of a black wood, and the blade itself is blood red.
I think we should ponder the magical capabilities of these together.
Yep.
And basically see if
should we
can...
Should we just walk from one to another?
Yeah.
And to touch anything now?
Could we use the Bigby's hand and just put them in the bag of holding and get the heck out of Dodge?
Well, we still have
no, because we don't know what they're going to do.
Okay.
It's only going to take us about a minute per to figure out. It's just whoever, you know, basically we'll try to add to whoever. Like, we have Arcana.
Yes.
So, whoever gets the highest, we'll try to add to it.
Okay.
And we'll just start at the twin weapons.
Okay.
And just move our way
down. Move our way down.
Okay.
I beat a 10.
I
got
a
30.
Then we'll add to you.
So 34?
Pass that on down.
Because I got a...
Those are the twin weapons.
Okay.
Because I got a 27. So
twin bastard swords.
Okay, so we'll look at those later. Mm-hmm. Then the next one. I got a 21.
I got a 27.
27?
Okay, so...
Your guess.
Pass that on down. That is the long sword.
Okay. The spear. I got a 24.
I critically failed.
14.
Well, I got a 12, actually.
12, so that would be...
Pass that on down. Whoever gets that.
He gets that one.
Well, we're going to hand them all out.
Yeah, right.
I don't think I can... Any of us can...
Right.
And then the number four. Let's see who gets the... I got 27.
I got a 17.
So...
I got 31.
I beat a 10.
Okay,
I got 20.
That's all that counts.
There's one other one, so...
We have
one more?
There's the tools of the fearsome chaos priest.
Okay.
I got a 29.
23.
Okay, so you...
So, yep.
Okay, so what do we have in this pile? Or do we just want to hand them around so we can all look at them?
Well, we'll just say what they are. Rod of Chaos. This is the Fane Skull with the star. Area Burst 3 within 10 squares. Target is stunned if it's hit, and it's dazed if it's missed. That's con plus 3 versus will.
It's not bad.
It can only be used once, after which it turns into single use of Dust of Chaotic Warding.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
It's a one-time use there.
Plus 2 Anarchic Longsword. Proficiency bonus of plus 3, damage of 1d8. Enhancement plus 2 to attack rolls and damage rolls. If you do crit, so you get plus 1 d6 per plus or plus 1d8 versus good. You can regain or resist equal to the enhancement bonus of the weapon to damage dealt by the good. And daily power, it's a free action. You can use this power when you attack. The target stays for a turn.
Okay. The other one.
And then the other two are the Bastard Swords. And they hum in the presence of each other. So we know that. They're plus 3 proficiency, 1d10 damage, plus 2 to attack and damage. That has crit stuff. Property you regain resist equal to the enhancement bonus of the weapon to damage dealt by angels. The daily power is a free action. You can use the power when you attack an angel with the weapon and gain a plus 5 power bonus to the attack roll and ignore any resist value the angel has. And a special is the sword is part of a set. Anytime it is more than 30 feet or 6 squares from the other sword, both lose all magical abilities.
So basically, what does the other one have for effect? Basically, they have to be used together.
They're both the same thing.
Okay, they have to be used together, but
right.
You can get an extra attack.
They have to be used.
Don't do that anyway.
Right.
Okay. You just won't get a shield. What's those?
Right.
It is a bastard sword. Those are a little difficult to
add it to the pile.
You got to be big.
The dust is Dust of Chaotic Warding. It says this patch is filled with gray dust that appears to sparkle in many colors when it touches the light. After 2 uses, this item loses its magical properties and becomes mundane. Gain resist 10, and it's in parentheses variable, till the end of the encounter. So it's resist 10 something. And the spell...
You basically pick your resist.
Yeah. The spell is a Skull of Chaos. This is a real human skull, well-preserved and covered with symbols of chaos and other arcane runes. The power is daily and varies. It's a minor action to use. You target a creature of your choice within 10 squares and roll a d6, and the below happens. You get a 1, and the skull vomits black bile. The target takes a -2 penalty to attack rolls until the end of its next turn.
Yeah.
If you roll a 2, you get to roll a d20. If the result is even, the skull's eyes glow with a dull red light, and the target takes damage equal to the result. If the result is odd, the skull's eyes glow a bluish-white light, and the target regains hit points equal to the result. You roll a 3, the skull cackles, and the target falls prone. A 4 or a 5, blood trickles from the skull's eye sockets. The first attack that hits the target before the end of your next turn deals 2d6 extra damage. You roll a 6, the skull's mouth opens and lightning bursts forth from its eyes and mouth. Burst 1 centered on the target, 1d10 lightning damage.
Yes.
And to the pile, I guess. So we'll have to... I think we can use some of this stuff without being...
Sounds like it. Without totally...
Yeah, being, not touching the skull.
Being
again.
Evil.
Thank you very much.
I have a skull.
Yeah, I figured that Tim was probably going to add it to his cloak. Or
I'm something. Wearing a mask.
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of what I thought.
So
I think that was right up your alley.
No. Actually, way back when I played Kanar, I played a Chaos Priest, and his best friend was Scully, and it was a plastic skull I carried around. And when I didn't want to talk to people, the skull would talk to him for me. So people would come by and they'd be like, "Why are you talking to that skull? Because it's a Scully." It was a lot of fun.
Okay, cool.
How much did we die?
Horribly.
We did it.
Oh. Go through these items.
We have some pretty cool
this so you know what they are.
Yeah, some wood, figure them out later. Nifty, so.
Didn't I read it? I read it.
He read it, I think. Didn't you read it?
Apparently I
don't know.
Skull of Chaos. It's a real human skull, well preserved.
I just read that.
We read all of them.
Oh, no, I'm just handing them so you can look at them.
Yeah, we read them all.
Because probably the weapons are going to need to go to you guys.
Yeah, it's probably Sarek and Barak will have to...
Now, the Angel Bane have to be used together, so you wouldn't get a shield bonus.
What did it say about the swords? They have to be together, or
within,
have to be apart?
They have to be within 30 feet of
together.
Each other.
So
you guys
people,
could probably use
yeah,
those.
Two people could
two
use
people can use them.
Or the long
yeah. Until it... Oh, look! You're 31 feet apart! Oh, neither one of you has a magic weapon. Ah!
Yeah.
Well, considering, I mean, people that actually are using...
Yeah, but in sword here, it's probably not going to matter. I mean...
I totally want to use the skull,
though. Yeah. See, I knew it was totally up Tim's awesome. Alley. Yeah. Kind of pooped me out, really.
Tim and I might be sharing that skull. It's pretty cool.
Totally creeps me out, man.
I'm thinking
we'll
just need
a... rock, paper, scissors thing.
I think we just need to sell some of this crap.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Paper.
Yeah, I get it.
There was a rock, paper, scissors tournament in town this weekend.
Nice. Didn't we see that on ESPN something? They had a rock, paper, scissors contest or something.
Yeah, this is probably ESPN 2.
It wasn't ESPN Ocho, I know that. But
wow, the elephants are in.
Yeah.
I'm going to train for rock, paper, scissors.
I'm not too keen on any of the weapons in this, but...
Let me see the skull in the... I didn't get to look at that one.
Which
he
one?
He said it, but...
Skull of Chaos?
Yeah, probably.
That's the one I read out loud.
Yeah, that's the one.
I may look at them. Not that I was really keen on them, but since I don't have a magical weapon, it might be nice just to have...
I'm a two-handed weapon fighter, not a two-weapon fighter, and... A longsword is significantly less impressive than a ginormous great axe. And besides, he's grown quite attached to this great axe.
Just because you had to buy it twice.
So Tim and I could stand next to each other.
I intend to use it to cleave what's his name in twain.
Basically, the skull itself, remember, it's got a daily power, so
yeah, it can only be used once. Yes.
How do you know what a day is when you're underground?
Basically,
it's
once
a cycle.
After every extended
rest.
Yeah.
technically, if after 6 hours you got it, all you did was like use it once every 6 hours.
Mm-hmm. You burn it out very quickly. Yes.
It would lose its fun. This thing you do.
It's empty.
Vomits black vial.
That's awesome.
Black vial. The target takes a minus two to attack with an enemy's next turn. Roll a d20. If the result is even, the skull's eyes glow with a dull red light. And the target takes damage equal to the result. Ow. If the result is odd, the skull's eyes glow with a bluish white light, and the target regains hit points equal to the result.
Yeah.
Skull cackles, and the target falls prone.
Yep.
The blood trickles from the skull's eye sockets. The first attack that hits the target before the end of your next turn deals 2d6 extra damage. The skull's mouth open and lightning bursts from its eyes and mouth. Burst one, centered on the target, 1d10 lightning damage.
Yep. Mm. And it's a minor action to use.
Yep, power minor. You target a creature of your choice within 10 squares and roll a d6 below.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's a daily.
So if Eric really needs that healing, you roll and you pray.
Huh.
Technically, I have something that could help you.
Or not.
I think at this point he has a hold of it.
Guys, so now it's what did you expect?
Did you want to read any more of these?
Let's see. Plus two, Spear of Chaos. Use this power when you attack with this weapon. If target is stunned for one turn, if the target is lawful or good, they are stunned.
Every day, though.
Yeah, we're going to trade it every day because this is daily.
Dust of Chaos. Oh, wait. This is Dust of Chaotic Warding is.
Consumable.
Yes, but it's.
Pretty nice.
The Rod of Chaos turns into the Dust of Chaos Chaos Warding, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we don't have the Dust of Chaotic Warding yet.
We have,
yes.
Actually,
we have a...
Okay.
Yes.
There's also a Dust of Chaos
Warding. Okay.
Yes.
We actually have two uses of it.
Do you want to use the Skull of Chaos?
Do I want to use it?
Like on a common... Because if not, I mean, if you want
it,
take it.
I'm thinking most of, if not all of this stuff is going to get carted off to...
Why?
It's sisters.
Oh, I was going to say, I'll use it if we need to, but just
to brother...
to the lovely brother.
Oh, that's so fun. Yeah. What's with that?
A waste of evil weapons, yes.
It doesn't necessarily say it's evil.
They fight angels.
It doesn't say it fights angels.
Not all angels are necessarily good.
That's true.
That's why you stay on the good side of angels.
Yeah. Okay, but you're not going to be fighting angels. You're going to be using those weapons to fight evil.
That's right.
And it doesn't corrupt you.
Yes, this does just good enough for me against evil. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, instead of giving it to the church, then, why don't we melt it down... And we'll use the magical juice to create something else.
Why don't we go to the bad part of town and sell it to the bad people for some good stuff?
We could use this.
Whatever makes Tim happy.
We could use it. I agree.
We're not saying we can't use it. We're just, none of us really are inclined to use it except.
Okay, you and I can use it.
Yeah, I'm really
you and I can use
it. Same skull, alright? It's just really creeping me out, man.
Give me something. I'm going to kill it. Okay. That's fine. What do you think, Kitty? This?
Do you want the Rod of Chaos?
Sure, I'll take whatever.
I mean, can you use
looks
a long
good.
Sword?
As our two lunatics. Give me up the chaos magic. Okay.
Okay.
What is the door
I don't know
say
how
again?
You tell if you can use a long sword or not.
The greatest you have a proficiency. The stalwart kings of order created by the ancient Elven champion, Viad the Slayer.
Or we can just melt them down for the magical powder.
I think that's what the best use of it.
The Rod of Chaos we should use.
I think we should use the Rod of Chaos and the skull as well.
Yeah.
The rest I don't care about.
Okay.
Let's do that.
The sun don't shine.
We could stick the Rod of Chaos into the, you know, the skull. And
well, that's what I was thinking. I was going to put the skull on top of
like
the staff.
Walk in
and
with
then put
that.
The face mask
there we go.
On.
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's do that.
I'm calling Fade when we get out of here. He and I are going to have a nice chat about some of my friends.
It may be like the whole one to twin power activate thing, so you never
all
know.
Right.
Is your human skull dripping blood? Is that a face? Human skull? Yes. Yes, I did.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, back
to the door.
Kick, kick, kick.
Do we want to use the on the door?
Steel door.
If there's a peephole, I hold the skull up.
The steel door says, the greatest threat to the stalwart kings of order, created by that ancient elven champion, Viad the Slayer.
See, it's an elf.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and everything elves do is, you know, happy and cheery and full of flowers.
Yeah. No, they bake cookies in a tree.
Elven magic.
I thought that was faint. Never mind.
Anyway. Yes. The question is, do we want to use the all key on the door, or do we want to have... let's have Kaya try to
pick the lock.
Well, first we'll search it.
Is there a lock to pick on the door?
There is a lock to pick on the door.
Okay.
I got a 23 to help you.
She gets
the door does not appear to be trapped.
19 on the traps. Yeah. Now, for picking the lock...
26.
Take a plus two.
That ain't gonna do it.
Nope, that will be a 25 from her with all of the bonuses, so.
Okay. You still have the all key on you.
Yep.
That I do. I will go ahead and burn the.
Burn just a little bit of your.
Burn a little bit of my life essence to open the door. Okay. You're burning your own life essence to open your damn trunk. I'll tell ya.
Kind of okay, the key back?
Not right now.
Okay.
We'll deal with this. We'll deal with that after we're out of here, okay?
Okay.
One thing at a time.
You unlock the door.
Greedy, greedy, greedy.
Yes, we know you are.
Hey, you're out of animatic.
Whoever loses goes after the net. Yeah, I mean, come on.
I mean, it's like the good deities left us all these nice nifty
weapons.
Yeah,
they're like nifties. What's the... Yeah.
We're going to open the gate and be like a Baylor demon. We're like,
you have all my bondage gear.
Right, you can
have it. Sorry. Have you seen my nipples?
Oh, they're in this other universe because they just got dropped off.
I keep buying them and just losing them.
Going into a dimensional hole.
Yes, into some world called Spiridon.
I don't want to talk to a Baylor and talking about his magical hole and putting stuff in
it. Involving nipple clamps and
that's not a conversation I want to have, personally.
It's like, we found this ring. That's not a ring. So anyway, I open the door.
Yes.
I open the door, pushed him in, shut the door. We swim out and
eat him.
Or the Ifrit goes, I was waiting for the first person to come in. I was waiting for them to win.
Oh, really? Well, that I didn't think that. So
you open up the door, and surrounded by this wacky like set of sort of iced over scaffolding is what looks like a mechanical Hydra.
Megatron.
And you open it up, and you're like, what the fuck is that?
Close it, lock it. Turn something again, lock it.
It was magically locked, and we just unlocked it.
And I think something I have arcane starts lock. Whirring.
This can't be
And good. The whole thing starts to shudder a little bit.
Oh, shit.
Just had to open the damn door. We had the all key. We could have left.
You think we could store that in the, garage
I think
or something?
We could, like, melt that down and get something out of it.
And is I should also point out,
possibly,
before I get, you know, too excited about it, it's basically kind of down in this pit. Like, there really isn't a ramp down there.
How far?
It looks like the top of the Hydra's head could...
I have TMI.
The top of the pit.
Okay.
It looks like the top of the Hydra's head could reach the top of the pit. There really isn't a way, like, basically there was like a stairway, but like a
I'm going to start recarving a river path so that the water flows
that
in
went
there.
Down into the pit.
Freezes it, floods it.
But it doesn't look like there's any kind of a ramp or anything.
So you How far over? Okay.
And you can hear rattling and clanging, and it's getting louder.
I can't open. Why I don't have hands.
Why instinct.
Why do we shut the door?
Survival instinct kicking in and we shut the door, yes.
It doesn't instantly lock again, does it?
Chunk! Hey, well, take care of it.
No, it
doesn't. Oh, damn.
Oh, where's the all key card anyway?
It's right here.
What does it say?
This is what it says.
Oh, it opens locks. It doesn't actually lock.
Right.
Locks.
Yeah.
That is the suck.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Oh, we can unlock a lot of things for the next, like,
Let's
week and a half.
Unlock all kinds of things.
You know, we need
I
to.
I locked myself out of the house.
Why not?
It's just a hearing, sir.
Tim just walks over, locks the door, shuts it.
I would hire a lackey. Hold this. Oh, God, it hurts. Lock this door. Oh, God, it hurts. You're earning your money.
This is the point where you learn that NPCs have ash.
Now so I'm going to dig through pockets.
They can hold the key, but not actually use it.
Who wants to rob the first bank we would come to?
His healing surge does not mean he's going to die. You could pick him up and, like, twist the guy.
I'm not going to pay him either, so somebody's ending up in the alley.
Well, sad to say, I don't think we can just leave that thing in there.
Yes, we need to fight it. So.
Crash, bang, boom,
let's open it. So, fireball.
Open the door. I'll have a thermal detonator.
I'm just saying.
No, no, I will throw the fireball in there.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Can you fireball it?
I don't think it's going to kill it.
You can do that, and I'll do the airborne interruption at the same time. How's that?
Okay, that works.
Okay.
Alright. Okay, sure. Roll initiative.
Oops. Well, so. Shit.
Tim?
Right.
Tim the Mighty?
Yeah, I didn't get as much. I only got 14.
You beat me. Okay.
Yeah, but.
26.
I wanted to go faster so I could flee.
Gwen?
I got 16. You and I could kind of go simultaneously. Okay.
Sarah?
10.
You're shocked.
With my initiative modifier of 9, I got a 10.
Awesome. 23.
And... do we want Kaya to participate or not?
Yes.
Yes, Kaya is participating.
Oh God, her initiative is insane.
Yeah.
Then she gets a 20. By rolling an 8, she gets a 20. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Okay. So what's going to happen, you're going to open the door and fireball.
Once he decides this, I mean, I'll hold my action for him so I can open the door for him.
Well, we
fireball.
I was supposed to close the door, right? I hate you.
I'm going to go ahead and cast burn Shield of Faith.
We're gonna go at the same time. I can burn an action point to do it.
Which gives us all.
You think that's
gonna
be helpful
AC
at all?
Until the end of the encounter.
Well, when do you go?
16.
If you want to wait until.
You can wait 14. Until you go. Yep.
She casts Shield of Faith on us. So.
I'll cast Shield of Faith.
What does that do?
We only have AC. One action point now. Remember.
Kaya holding.
I have two.
I imagine.
Well, no, we rested.
Oh, what? I had one from before, though.
Right, but
once
you
rest,
it
reads
the extras.
Okay.
Gwen, are you going to act before the whole door mess happens?
No, I'm waiting for Tim. Tim and I are going at the same time.
There might not be a door, though, in this mechanical
first thing,
golem thing
that is. Happens then is Beric will go. And I need to adjust his initiative down to 15. Right. So there it goes.
I will also hold.
Right. So everybody's going to hold like 14.
I open the door.
Yeah.
What do I see inside, by the way?
You see, if it's actually possible, the thing, the mechanical Hydra thing, is pissed off. And
it's about to get a lot more pissed off.
Coming out of it, and it's making a hideous noise. You open it up, and it like comes right at you. So what happens is you open the door. The Hydra moves up so that it can attack you.
But it's in a pit.
Yes.
Was.
It probably its heads can reach you.
I was gonna say its heads can reach us, though. That's the thing.
Its heads can reach you. Which means that it's also...
Along with the Beholder, I need to get a Hydra.
Now the Hydra. This is going to be fun.
Yeah. Great.
Okay.
So this Slayer dude made a mechanical Hydra. First elf we run into, I'm punching in the face.
The Hydra, the many-headed Hydra, tries to bite you.
Yes, we have restarted.
Yes, in fact, all four of these heads are going to be through the door.
How are all four of the heads?
Awesomely unrealistic, but go ahead.
How big is this door?
The big one.
It's a big door.
Am I receiving any cover from the door?
Sure. Why not?
It's not going to matter.
No, it's not. But I gotta be a dick and take that little bit here and there.
I think one head hitting is going to be enough. 14.
Miss.
26.
Depends on what concealment I get from the door.
2 points.
Miss.
13.
Miss.
Or maybe not.
26.
Miss.
Maybe you should just
dump
it.
And an action point and do it again.
Hit.
Wait, that sucks.
31.
Hit.
Yeah.
Crit.
No.
Oh, still a hit.
3 hits. 31.
Hit. Okay, then.
Ow.
It was fun playing bear for while we lasted.
Would you believe out of all that stuff, I didn't grab a
D8? You have to use D4s.
No.
Here.
I need 4 die 8. Or I need 8 die 8. I don't
here.
Know.
Here. There.
Oh, God.
Because, I don't know where the rest of my D8s are.
Is this going to be like when we open that like closet or whatever? And
take a total of 30 points of damage.
What the?
If it's
4 hits, that's
not bad.
Actually, just, well, no.
What? Oh,
ow.
Not that I really want to give it to you, but you bastard.
No. Can you get it back?
I'm also assuming this thing has reach, so we can't actually hit it back, so.
It does indeed have a reach of 2.
Yep.
Hmm. hydras are awesome.
All right, door's open.
Yeah.
Masterwork short bow it is. Yeah.
So are you and I going at the same time then, Tim?
I guess.
All right.
I'm hoping this is going to hit it, because if not, this is going to be a waste. Usually fireball has been a waste as of late.
You rolled it on the page. Don't roll it on the page.
I don't know.
20 to, versus its reflex.
Versus its reflex. Will not hit.
Didn't think so. But it still takes half damage.
Okay.
I'm going to burn this.
9, 11.
I do that right?
You can.
Burning that.
Okay, it takes 9 points of damage. And then I burn an action point while the door is open.
Okay.
To trigger. Do I want to do that or cast magic missile? Yeah, the 9 was already halved, by the way.
Okay.
Then I'm going to trigger the Rod of Chaos on it.
Do you stun it?
That's the hope.
But I've done this already.
You can still use that one.
I can still use that even though I did this?
Yes.
Okay.
Fifteen versus its will.
Okay.
Because it doesn't sound here to hit.
It's not going to hit its will, but because of the
way miss it is, one, it's dazed.
Right.
Because of the, I'm going to give this to you because it's because of the way the Hydra is,
mm-hmm.
and the way that the stun works, because the stun is an area 3, I believe.
Yeah.
No, I can do this again, too.
Because it's an area 3, that. Every time this thing is stunned, it's stunned or dazed, it loses one attack.
Okay.
But right. Since it's, so if it were a single target, it would be one, but since again. It's a burst, I'm going to let you roll 3 more too. Times. One
for
each
action.
Shouldn't be able to use that again.
What am I trying to beat?
You are trying to beat a 21.
No and no.
You could.
Deal, I can use it to reroll.
A 21 as well.
Yes. Okay. You need a third, you need a fourth roll.
Okay.
No. But all the misses are still dazed.
So all of its heads are dazed.
Okay. Much better.
Okay.
Start flinging stuff at it. Crap.
14. 24 to hit versus reflex.
Versus reflex?
Mm-hmm.
Will hit.
Yay.
Oh, that fireball didn't do as much. I'm not liking that. I'm going to replace that the first chance I get it. It was so cool.
Hmm.
Where's your what?
Another D10.
I may have only got you out one.
I thought you got me two. Mm. Okay.
No, this is one. That's a D10.
Oh. What is that? 11?
Okay. points of damage. Plus, you probably went ahead and cursed it, so do your extra D6.
Mm-hmm.
And another
12.
One.
12.
every little bit. Okay.
And can I use the Skull of Chaos at the same time? Or not?
It's a minor action, so yes.
Okay, I'm using the Skull then.
Yeah.
At that point, it doesn't say I have to actually roll the hit on here. So do I have to roll the hit?
It says
target a creature your choice within 10 squares and roll a d6. So yes, it's within 10 squares, roll a d6.
Okay.
And right. Either something good or bad is going to occur.
Two.
Roll a d20. If it's even...
It's not.
Okay, if it's odd, it glows with the bluest light, and the target regains hit points equal to the total.
Woohoo! He's more powerful.
So you get
9.
Got a 9.
So it regains 9 hit points.
But it hasn't been hurt yet, has it?
Yeah.
It has been hurt?
It took 9 points of damage from my fireball.
And I hurt it a little bit. Whoops.
And it's like, do that again.
Sadly, she can't.
Well,
she
maybe.
Can't use that once.
Maybe he likes us now.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Oh, well.
Okay. That was it for...
That was worse.
That was it.
Nothing?
For Gwen.
Yeah, that kind of puttered and died.
Yeah.
Sad. Sarek?
Well, I tried this 3 times. And burnt that. And burnt that.
I wouldn't have thought about the range thing before we opened the door. So, I will draw the Masterwork short bow and ready it.
Drawing it is like a move action, I think. Or a minor, if possible. I think you can draw it and fire it.
What are the walls in here made of? Is it still stone up here? Or?
It's still stone in here.
I wonder if we can get Resist Hydra.
Hey. Let's see. Does a 12 hit its AC?
It does have 2 uses each, though. We have 4 uses.
That's true.
And what does Kai want to do?
She shuts the door. But she'll try to relock the door.
Using my lockpicking skills, I guess.
Ella?
Well, if the door's closed,
there's not a whole lot to do.
I was going to use command and push the creature back or try to throw it down, but I don't really have that option now.
Just heal him. Yeah, Kayakin didn't have any missile weapons, so...
I thought she got some daggers she could throw.
She does have throw anything, I think.
Use anything as a weapon. Or
yeah.
Anything.
But I really think I would shut the door.
You fuckers crazy.
Yeah, she would.
Dunk.
She would do that.
I would heal
us.
Him because he took 30 points.
Yeah, I guess I'll...
Ow.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and, I guess, cast Bacon of Hope and...
Bacon.
Yeah.
You get 5 points, fine.
Yep. Right. Well, and
I'm not bloody, so.
What's the consensus? Are you going to fight this thing, or are you going to leave it be?
I want to fight it still.
I'm fine with leaving it be.
I'm fine with leaving it be.
Let's fight
you,
it.
Tim. You actually get 10.
You get to open the door this time.
Well, I open it. I just want to be standing in front of it.
You know.
Okay. You can take a short rest if you want.
We don't have to open the door
back.
And stand in front of it. And
exactly, yeah.
We could actually rope the door, move back.
Pull it open, right.
Open it, and it's like...
And then we can, like,
and we can sit there and shoot the hell out of it.
Right.
But it's stuck in a pit.
Right, exactly. Its heads are going to come out.
That's right. It can't come all the way out.
And it can't climb out.
That's right.
But it's stuck there right now.
It's not going to do anything.
It's not
going to
leave it. Obviously, we've been standing here arguing about it.
But it's
for the last
something to do.
20 minutes.
No.
It hasn't made it past the door, so it obviously can't make it.
But it's
out.
Let's put it this way. It has something to do with the Night of Disillusion.
There could be something
true.
Beyond it.
So they'll let it out.
During this discussion, you can hear it very clearly pounding on the... Actually, it sounds like it's pounding on a rock wall.
We move back. Do we really want it rampaging around the city?
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
Rampaging. Innocent people.
Innocent people. Priest dying.
This is a crappy area of town.
Yes, but at some point...
Some property you were going to set fire to the house anyway.
Well, that's true. But the thing is, after it eats all the crappy parts of town, it's going to go to the good parts of town.
Because it's going to be feeling good at that
then
point.
It would be somebody else's problem.
No, it probably would not. Let's be honest.
And if
Let's
it gets outside, it'll burn in the fire. Firestorm outside.
Actually, I think hydras are immune to fire.
I'll say they're immune to fire, anyway. So, yeah.
Obviously, because when I cast my fireball, it didn't do anything.
They'll be happy.
Whatever!
Let's rest a little, and then we can...
Why am I arguing the heroic side of this?
Exactly.
This doesn't even make any sense.
I just don't see a point in fighting the
wait. And why do we need to rest? Because I just burned my dainty power. And why are we resting? Why?
Anyone want tea?
If we rest, can we get an encounter power back?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to sleep and for we're like not 6 rest. Hours here. As it goes,
We can open the damn door and fight the damn thing if you really fucking want to.
I think we should I'm just open saying, just leaving don't stand it in front of it.
Is a bad idea.
I agree.
We're going to open that door in a
We
spawn.
Are opening that door.
Tim, I'm not opening that door.
I will open it, don't but open I'm not that door. Standing in front of it.
Do you have missile weapons?
I have a short bow.
I have a short bow.
I can hit it range.
I have missile weapons. If it breathes fire on us
yes.
or shoots acid, we'll close the door.
Whatever. It's a big mistake.
How many big mistakes have we made?
I lost count a long time ago.
See? So there's no point in starting.
This could be a colossally big mistake.
And think about the heroics. When you get up on top, you'd be like, I killed a Hydra.
Let's stand at the back here. You use your creepy little hand to open the fucking door.
Right, I'm going to move over to the side a little bit.
Yeah. I would agree. You and I on opposite sides.
There is not going to be in there.
Yeah.
All right.
If it's not in there, then it's not our
making,
problem.
It's got to be in there. It's making a hideous racket. So it's in there. It's making a hideous racket. You open up the door. Mm-hmm. It has moved away from the door now. And it looks like it's over on this wall, just pounding the shit out of it.
It's trying Sweet. To get out.
We can attack it from behind.
That's
then.
Right. Awesome.
Woo-hoo. Okay, and at range. At range, Gwyn is the only one that's going to get any combat advantage on it at all.
I don't need combat advantage, but that's me.
Yeah, I don't really care about combat advantage. Hmm.
Doesn't do me any good.
Do we need initiative again?
Yes. Yay! One good thing came out of it.
21.
Eric.
19.
Gwen.
I got a 21 as well.
Sarek.
18.
And
26.
Right. Make sure you curse it though.
I'm going
we
to.
Have an extra bow. But...
Here, wait, I need like double.
Okay, could you?
And yeah. somebody roll for Kaya.
She could probably throw like ice chunks. Somebody else roll for Kaya.
Oh, Kaya, sorry.
Somebody roll for Kaya.
Oh, like 25.
She pulls.
I don't know what.
She pulls a stalactite.
She's gonna walk
off.
Over and close the door.
Ella actually goes first. I assume everyone is basically waiting on Tim to open the door.
Yes.
Right.
So go, Tim.
What eventually happens then is, let's see. Let me make this work.
Where are her? I don't know what her powers are. I don't think she has any range stuff
back?
At all.
I'm gonna go back.
I don't think she only has throw, if she still has throw anything.
No, I just
don't. Tim goes first.
She has.
Well, it's basically a minor action to just. With my hand.
Yeah.
Ah, dagger. Do we have an extra bow for her?
She can use my crossbow.
Okay, she'll take your crossbow.
We also have pistols.
So, Tim, you're opening up the door?
Yes.
All right, you open up the door.
With rope.
And move.
Or actually,
yes.
not with
I was going to say, with your hand.
Hand.
Yeah, with your hand.
I have a creepy
we're
hand.
We're standing on the sides of the... Yeah, we're not standing in front of the door.
Use the creepy hand to drop...
Ella, you're up.
Apparently, I've got a hand crossbow, just FYI.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I also have a hand crossbow.
Okay, so he went ahead and he opened the door... With a creepy hand?
Yes.
Alright. I'm gonna cast command on the creepy.
I could do jumping jacks.
might bring the whole cave down on us.
Fitting in.
How about a 27 versus his will?
That will hit.
Yay!
All right, so it's dazed until the end of my next turn.
One of its heads is, yes.
What do you mean one of its heads is?
Because it's got four heads.
It's Hydra, it has multiple.
Oh, okay, so I've got to do this.
No. Since yours is a single target, you get one of its heads.
That's stupid. Because I thought it was the whole thing. That's
property of the Hydra.
Dumb. Okay.
Hydras are sweet.
Well, I want it to be knock prone.
Okay.
Sure. That goes limp.
It's been knocked prone.
One of its heads falls over and kind of flops
the
there.
The whole Hydra falls to the ground.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, okay.
There is a hideous creaking noise. And the floor gives way.
The floor gives way. That's not good.
Beneath us?
Beneath it.
Oh, beneath it. I was like,
that's what
beneath
I thought
us?
Too.
Crap, levitate!
Sorry. You would be trying to grab onto
me. Oh, crap, he's all key. Give me the all key.
It has fallen through a giant hole in the floor.
What has it fallen into?
We'll have to go.
You can't see it from back where you are.
Denver.
It's not my turn.
And Kaya would actually be up next.
Guy says, send your bird. And hands the hand crossbow back.
Get here?
Gwen?
It appeared one day.
You no, I mean, how did the bird get here? Because we had to go through the icy river to get here.
He didn't get this far. He only got down the...
So he's back where...
No, the bird sticks around with me.
He can summon the bird to him, basically.
Well, I would wait and let Tim have his bird go so we can see what's going on. There's no sense of me doing anything otherwise.
Sarek, are you going to do anything else this round?
Nope.
We're all staring at the bird.
Terribly anticlimactic.
Okay, bird. Let's go see what's going on. Fly around, try to stay out of the way of being eaten.
Well, you find it pretty quick. It looks like it's fallen through the floor. And
three whole feet down.
it seems like it's fallen into a largish cave below, where there is what looks like probably the continuation of this underground river is going. And it looks like it's heading down, following the river, trying to go wherever the hell the river goes.
It got out.
It's trying to get free.
And I'll be like, so does the river attach to the sewers at all?
How would we know?
Don't know.
You've lived here longer than I have. You're a native of this fine, depressing city. Filled with chaos cults. God, yeah. I should have stayed home on fire.
Is the water cold enough that it's messing up the mechanics?
Yeah, so he's...
The thing? No?
So he's heading down the river.
Okay.
If I cast...
That seems like a lot of work.
I don't know if there's much we can do about that at this point.
Nope.
Because it's a cold
nature,
river.
Tell me where the...
It's far down there, too.
Far down there. And
I've used up my heroic chip. If it escapes from... If it gets into the sewers, we'll have to take care of it. We should tell the authorities.
I got a 10.
Everybody roll an intelligence check.
Yeah, I rolled a 1.
What's intelligence?
But that would be a 9.
I got a 15.
I get a 23 and Kai gets a 22.
Okay. Those of you that got better than a 10.
Remember, I got better than a 10.
But this house is actually kind of on the edge of the city. And that... Most likely, this river will, at some point, empty into the ocean.
So it's going into the ocean?
It does seem to be following the river downstream.
It's gonna blow up the ocean!
You can hear it chomping along.
The rest of the world is on fire. I don't care.
It's going downriver. It's going to hit the ocean. Okay.
Maybe it's going back to its Hydra family. The giant mechanical Hydra swimming around in the ocean attacking ships. What? We don't know how it got out. I think a group of adventurers woke it up. They decided, well, that's what a lot of work.
Eventually, when they kill it and recover the black box from inside, we'll find pictures of some sort of a... Well, they thought he was a paladin because of all the symbols of Lothian. After that, we just have blurred shots. There's kind of a lot of blood. Then the door closing. then a shot with a closed door. And then there's a lot of rock. And then there's an open door. And then there's a lot of water. And then there's darkness for quite a while.
Followed by an intense light as it's brought into the flame.
Well, shall we flee then?
I don't think we can follow it that way.
No, no, that's a lot of work. If it would have stayed in the room, I would have said...
Yeah, gung-ho. I'm sorry, guys. I thought I was doing something.
We'll just tell the Navy.
Yeah. Watch out for the Hydra!
We let mechanical Hydra go.
One of the heads is asleep and dazed.
Cannons would probably be more effective against it than we are anyway, so... Right.
It said something about interrupting the, you know, sea travel for the next 100 years.
Yeah.
Right.
I can go tell House, or send a message to House Dalmothian about it.
Well, it's 5:00 now. What do you guys want to do?
Open my freaking chest.
I say we exit.
Yeah, I think it's time to exit.
And see if we can actually leave the house.
Alright, you head back up, and you get out without a problem, and it looks like you take those few tentative steps, kind of poking at it, and there's no invisible force field.
Alright. What a lovely house your master had.
Right.
Let's go back to your now.
The first
later?
Mob with torches we come in contact with. We lead them this way.
We just point at that and go, there were cultists of evil, nasty things that, like, eats babies and stuff in there. Go burn it.
And a mechanical hydra.
Well, we don't tell them about
it. We don't tell them
about it. Then they won't go.
We don't cop to the fact that we know anything about the mechanical hydra.
Okay.
And then we go home. Yeah,
yeah, man, we go to see if this chest.
Here's the
opens.
Key.
Right. See if this chest opens.
Okay, you guys leave the house.
Oh, we can get a taxi.
Very relieved at having left the Pythoness house. You've slept in there for several days. I'm very much looking forward to
sleeping in our nice beds,
opening that damn chest. And forgetting...
And finding your master's corpse inside.
Throw the key inside, lock it again, tuck it in the...
Screw it.
Wiggity Hydra thing.
Yes.
And so, I need to know everyone's passive perceptions.
21.
20.
3.
17, 80. And Kaya's 19.
18.
20.
Okay. And, you know... You're really relieved at having gotten away from the house, and which is probably why you don't spot the ambush. Shortly after you leave the gates,
we're going to spend all of our loot.
Shortly after you leave the gates, basically everything seems to happen at once. A wagon comes up and blocks off the gate back to the house. Another wagon pulls off of a side street and blocks the entrance.
Didn't we have problems with wagons at the beginning of this? Where
yes.
And a thing which was probably human at one point, about 8 feet tall, with long, ratty, white hair, and black, and wings that look like they're made of black smoke, flies down and lands between you and, if this is the house and this is the other block, basically you're blocked inside of a, essentially inside of a city block. He lands about here. And he's got, like, a couple of his guys are over here, and a couple of his guys show up over here because they came in on the wagons. And he says, as soon as I can
find his script.
He's like, which group of adventurers are you?
Line. Line.
Wait, it's almost there. Wait.
Line.
Wait.
Director, line. What's my motivation?
He reaches over and just pops her head.
The big one says, I am Wuntad. You will give us the weapons of chaos.
Or not.
Really?
We'll give them to him by shoving them up their ass.
We have no idea what you're talking about. None whatsoever.
Couldn't we just go home?
Yep. We were in the house.
We were.
You have the weapons.
Yep.
No.
We do.
No.
The weapons.
We don't have any weapons. I don't know what he's talking about.
You will give us the weapons now.
No.
Okay. Initiative. And actually, at that point, I think we'll call it.
Do you have a thing tonight, don't you?
No, I don't. But.
Oh, okay.
Gamers Haven and the Vorpal Network, in association with Pinnacle Entertainment Group, present. A Thousand Monkeys Production.
Deadlands. Enough room to die.
An actual play recording of Deadlands Reloaded. Available for download at www.CanadianCrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Tolus Arcana Evolved and the Knight of Disillusion are copyright Monty J. Cook, all rights reserved, and are used with permission. Music used herein is copyright Martian Love Secrets and is used with permission. And Dungeons & Dragons is copyright Wizards of the Coast, all rights reserved. For more information on the recording and the copyrighted material contained within, please visit our website at www.CanadianCrusaders.com. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production, and content is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial, no derivatives, share-alike 3.0 United States license, all rights reserved. This is the Vorpal Network.